I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. The U.S. Supreme Court has heard oral arguments that could have far-reaching implications on the makeup of state legislatures, as well as the makeup of the U.S. Congress itself. In its macro form, it could undercut the Voting Rights Act of 1965, the one side saying it is time to stop giving voters of color an advantage in the districting process, the other saying it will lead to less people of color in Congress and will effectively reinstitute segregated districts. It is a major case that may dwarf what's even going on in Texas and California. Let's go through it. The core issue centers around a black-majority congressional district in Louisiana. It was drawn to give black candidates the ability to win and go to Congress. The Supreme Court's conservative majority signaled deep skepticism of that map. Justice Brett Kavanaugh, who 2 years ago was the deciding vote upholding the Voting Rights Act in drawing Alabama's map. But this time around, Kavanaugh signaled an interest in the Trump administration's approach in Louisiana that would decide against black voters, but in a way that would likely erode power of the Voting Rights Act, but not gut it entirely. At a point, Kavanaugh, quoting from an earlier decision, said race-based districting sets a dangerous course. The liberal base on the court focused in on why there was a Voting Rights Act in the first place, which was to try and mute discrimination against black voters that had permeated the system since the Civil War. They questioned the specific approach that the Trump administration would use to redistrict. So there's no question that any kind of ruling would give Republicans a real advantage to pick up congressional seats. Depending on how the ruling comes down, though, there are estimates of just a handful to one group, the Fair Fight Action and Black Voters Matter Fund, saying a ruling that could be tied directly to 19 district swing. It says that would be enough to change politics to the far right for a generation. Now, if you tie this to the redistricting fights in Texas and California, this court ruling, if not mammoth, is still very significant. There are a multitude of possibilities and what-ifs tied to how the court rules. It could basically wipe out the Voting Rights Act or go any way down the scale of blunting the redistricting to give Republicans incremental advantage to, I suppose, just upholding the Fair Voting Act. So more questions. Could this impact the midterms next year? That is a good question, but it will depend on when the court rules. The norm would be at the end of its session in June. That would leave very little time for state legislatures to act, although you have to imagine they would already have the prep work done. The court could also hand down a decision anytime the deliberations are complete and the opinions written, and it also could send it back to a lower court. So does this really mute what's being done by states to try and change the maps, i.e. Texas and California and any other states that may join in? Could this ruling resegregate our country by race? Are we at a point where race should not be an issue when setting up districts for voting? Could this throw us back in time and set back civil rights? Or does it move us in a direction of real equality? What makes sense? Email me if you like. Ed at edbaxternews.com.